and every month we partner with Regional Arts WA to bring you an interview with the artist of the month. It's someone who is creating in the regions, and we celebrate their work and what they have been creating. Frank Bennett is a filmmaker. He is from the Margaret River area, and he has recently finished a short film. He's going to be telling us all about that right now. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about how you became a filmmaker, given that you did not grow up with a TV when you were a child.
Well, we didn't exactly have a TV, but we did have like a projector. So we did watch a lot of movies. And I guess I was influenced by all those movies rather than TV. And yeah, I became really fascinated with creating it eventually. Like, I first didn't really realize that anybody could do it. And then when we had our own cameras and computers, I was like putting it together, and it just became really fascinating to me.
Some of your first films, some of your early work, was in collaboration with your sister. And it seems that your sister is still a really important part of your work and a really important collaborator. Do you think that's right? And what is it about that relationship that you think makes a good creative partnership?
Yeah, well, we've been super close for our whole life. And like, even just at a young age, we would always be playing together and creating stories with like Lego and whatever. And I think our minds are just really close together, and we can sort of think on the same wavelength pretty easily. And so it's just super nice to be able to collaborate with her and bounce ideas off with her. And yeah, it kind of just evolved that way. She's always been into acting, so when I got into cameras and making films, then it eventually evolved to let's make films together and then write together. And yeah, it's really, really awesome having that
your
second person.
Your film The Dance of Samsara, which features Sita, has been nominated or featured in a whole bunch of film festivals, including the Psychedelic Film and Music Festival, which I didn't even know was a thing, but I'm so glad it is, the Esoteric International Film Festival and Paris Women's Festival. What's it like being a filmmaker, not being able to kind of have showings locally because of what, you know, lockdowns and numbers restrictions, and yet having your film shown as part of these amazing international film festivals?
It's so cool. It doesn't even really feel that real, to be honest. Especially because, like, we're not over there and we're not seeing it ourselves. But it's really cool just knowing that other eyes are seeing our work and appreciating what we're doing. Yeah, it's really, really nice.
Given that, you know, they are films that have been selected for the Psychedelic Film Festival and the Esoteric Film Festival, how would you describe your work? How would you describe your style of storytelling and filmmaking?
Well, The Dance of Samsara especially is kind of errs on the side of absurdism and like a surreal note. And the same with our first film, The Matote. They're both exploring kind of labyrinth type stories that have a lot of like encrypted messages, and I guess they can class into that esoteric and on a spiritual kind of wavelength as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that something that has kind of been informed again by your family history?
Not so much. I think both Sita and I are quite inward looking, and we just like exploring the deep aspects of our existence and trying to just, I think art is a really awesome way to explore those aspects that can't really just be explained in words as easily. Like, they can really come across better with a visual or a audio and a feeling that comes with both of those things.
Mm. You were the recipient of a Next Level Regional Grant.
Mm.
How has that helped you to kind of further hone your skills, and what are you working towards next from that grant?
Well, because it's just filmmaking right now, it's like on the side thing, and I have a side job, obviously. Any support in that way is just so priceless, and it's just helped us spend more time making films, and also just the support of having an external support system is just super valuable, knowing that there are people that actually value like what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we're working now on next short film, which is, it's going to be a bit less of a surreal and a bit more accessible to just anyone, because it's it takes more of a like a hyper-real kind of like almost documentary style film. So we're really excited about that one as well.
Having said that, where can people access your first two films?
Oh, we have like a joint production company called Light Dance Productions, which is light dance, it's all one word, and that's just on our website, lightdance.com.au.
So people can go to those websites and have a look?
Yeah. You can watch our first film, and then The Dance of Samsara isn't actually fully released yet. We've got a trailer there, but I think it'll be coming out in about May.
Excellent. We'll keep an eye out for that. Frank, thank you so much for making the time to chat with us on Artbeat today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Frank Bennett talk about his experiences as a filmmaker in Margaret River. You can find his first film, The Matote, on his website, lightdance.com.au, for Light Dance Productions, and The Dance of Samsara, which has been a selection for the Psychedelic Film and Musical Festival, is coming soon, and definitely sounds like one to watch.